Section 6, calculating the PLMD benefit and making good. The general rule for calculating the value of PLMD expense payments and benefits is that the cash equivalent of value is the cost to the employer or indeed to any other third-party provider where the benefit is provided by virtue of the employment. There are some exceptions to this general rule, and this is where specific legislation applies. This includes living accommodation, vouchers, car and fuel benefit charges, and company vans, the latter two, of course, being scale charge benefits. Forms P9D and P11D have to be reported on an income tax year-end basis, not a company accounting basis. An employer with an accounting period of, say, year-ended 31st of December would have to apportion the expense payments between two accounting periods. So the first accounting period would be the accounting period ended 31st of December 2010, where 9/12 of the accounting period would be apportioned to include on the P11D. The second accounting period would be from 1st of January 2011 to the 31st of December 2011, and where we would take 3/12 for the period January to March 2011. Very importantly, all PLMD expense payments and benefit values to be entered on the forms must be reported on the basis of being VAT inclusive. This is irrespective of whether the employer can recover any part of the VAT content of the expense payment or benefit in kind. We are required to include details of any amount made good by the employee or director, or from which income tax was deducted under PAYE. The taxable benefit to be included on Form P11D should be restricted to the net cash equivalent, i.e. the gross figure, less the amount paid, made good, or included in PAYE, and then reporting the net figure in the appropriate box. I have already pointed out that HMRC's PLMD quality standard requires that we include all three entries on the P11D, not just the net benefit. We may need to make a corresponding adjustment to the total benefits reported on Form P11D if we enter an amount from which tax has been deducted under pay as you earn, where the benefit is liable to Class 1A National Insurance contributions. The timescale for making good should be reasonably short. HMRC were successful in resisting a claim to allow amounts made good long after the end of the tax year in the case of impact foiling, which involved two directors who were subsequently regarded as having fuel benefits because their mileage records were inadequate. HMRC guidance on making good private fuel in a company car, included in its employment manual, says the following. In many instances, the making good required by Employment Income Manual number 25650 is completed by the end of the tax year. But you will find cases where making good does not occur until after the end of the tax year. This may be where mileage records and repayments in the final months of the year take a little time to process. You can accept this as meeting the terms of the legislation, provided final settlement is made without unreasonable delay. That is what HMRC's guidance says. And of course, it is pretty obvious that when people have to submit their March expense claims and business mileage records, it is going to be, in most cases, after the end of the tax year, before the amounts are made good. Now, I would have a concern if mileage records were inadequate and weren't being checked properly. So this is part of the exercise of getting ready to submit these forms, which I referred to in the earlier podcast.